We're now within touching distance of the first caucuses of the presidential election, and there arguably is not a more important one than that of Iowa. This presidential election cycle is going to mark the 40th year that the two-party caucuses have been hosted by Iowa First.
Bloomberg Radio's Taylor Rigg spoke with Debbie Durham, director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, about the economy of the state that holds so much influence over the presidential races.
What's the economic base of Iowa? You know, if I got there, what are some of the industries that support the population?
Well, you know, agriculture continues to be the lifeblood of our state, but we're also capitalizing on our success in agriculture and research capabilities in plant, animal, and human biosciences, building a really thriving bioscience industry in the state as well. Advanced manufacturing is our largest growth state product, and then Iowa is also known for our insurance and financial sectors. So the good thing about Iowa is that, again, ag supports our economy. We have actually a very diversified economy in the state of Iowa.
So there's double the manufacturing GDP that there is to agriculture. There's a misconception, and I think Iowa, I think it's all ag. So talk to me about the expanding manufacturing sector.
Yeah, actually, that is true. It's always surprising that, you know, manufacturing is Iowa's DNA. I mean, $31.2 billion advanced manufacturing industry is by far the state's largest single business sector. It brings in three times more revenue than farming. Now, but you have to be aware, though, that, of course, a lot of the manufacturing is based around heavy manufacturing equipment that still supports that ag industry. So there is a parallel path here. But yes, manufacturing is Iowa's largest growth state product, and that's surprising to many people.
The reason we're talking today really is the elections and how much Iowa plays such a big role in politics. And we're coming up to being within 100 days of the caucus there.
Mm-hmm.
How does your relationship with the elections, I guess, come and go as people come in for the elections and then leave when the elections are over? How does that affect the local economics there?
Well, first of all, obviously, it stimulates the economy when you see that kind of national attention coming into Iowa from reporters and campaigns and staff that spend time here. But I think what we have really done in the last few years is decided that we're going to frame the narrative when these candidates come in. Rather than coming in and talking to them about their agenda, we're really utilizing this time with them by doing these forums to educate them on what's important to Iowa. You know, Iowa's looked to feed the world, but we're also looked to fuel the world. And when it comes to renewable energy, renewable fuels, and, you know, those conversations, that we want to make sure that these candidates leave Iowa understanding what is important not only to us, but to many other middle-of-the-country industrialized states. Again, we like to look at it that we're using this time as an education point for these candidates.
What are some of those points that you've been telling them about?
Well, Iowa leads, you know, the nation in ethanol production. We're also number two or number three on biodiesel, depending on the year. And the way we look at this is, you know, that's a fuel. And I was really beginning to say, what is our future play, not only for Iowa, but for the nation? And it's really thinking more like a petroleum company and looking at how we can take that base fuel that we have on the bioeconomy and harvest biochemicals from it. We see incredible growth opportunities for Iowa and the nation by doing that. And we also know consumers are demanding that in their products that they buy. Again, understanding why ethanol and biodiesel are important, but more important, certainly, what is the downstream value of this investment that Iowa and many other mid-America states have invested in?
How is the current relationship with the presidential hopefuls that have come to visit there? Have you spoken with any certain ones and heard from others more than others?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, all of them are coming. Of course, they all have to go to, I guess, you know, the way to the White House through Iowa. We all know that, right? And as they come here, you know, of course, they come here again with their agenda items. What I'd like to think that by the time they leave Iowa, that we have, again, helped to frame that narrative on a much broader context. And so we're seeing a great deal of interest. People want to know what's going on here and what's important to our citizens because we are so engaged in this political process.
That was Debbie Durham, director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority. She spoke with Bloomberg Radio's Taylor Riggs.